If you care about security and convenience, you need Eufy Video Lock. Let's just say you're sitting on the couch and you want to lock the door and you don't want to get up. Gotcha covered. You're wondering who's visited your house while you're away from home? Done. You want video that's stored on your device without a monthly fee? Eufy Video Lock has everything that you need. On top of that, it's easy to install. You don't have to drill anything. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver. That's it. Keyless entry, fingerprint recognition, no battery anxiety, and they have 24/7 customer support on standby for you whenever you need it. So, if you haven't yet, go to Eufy Video Lock. You can Google it. You can check out the videos and all those things. That is Eufy Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast.
What is going on, Faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys as the 49ers approach a very pivotal game. Even though it's early and they're 1-1, 2-1 is a big difference than 1-2. And so what I'm excited about and what I want to bring to you today, what are the top five things to watch for in this 49ers versus Broncos matchup, focusing on the 49ers players? And I want to say shout out to Casey Lima. He has done a great job working with these episodes, doing all the back work. So producer Casey Lima, thank you so much. Number five, and this one's a little bit of a shocker. You guys know I love special teams. We break down every single special teams play for the whole season over on Patreon. Robbie Gould, he's made a lot of clutch kicks. There's no doubt about it. Hasn't really showed up huge yet this year, but both the Denver Broncos defense and Denver Broncos offense has been either great or terrible in the red zone. Broncos defense has allowed zero touchdown drives inside the red zone. All of their touchdowns that they've given up have come outside of that. So they buckle down whenever you get close. This is going to be a heavy field goal game. Points are at a premium, and I'm a solid believer in the first one to 20 points wins this game, whether that's the Denver Broncos or the San Francisco 49ers. So it's important to me to see how Robbie Gould can cash in. He's been money, and again, never missed a kick in the playoffs. Not that this is a playoff game, but I do think that this is going to have a big importance factor on the game. You had the blocked field goal last week. Can you adjust those things? You know, we broke down that film. It was a bad snap. Gould hesitated a little bit. Dwelly didn't really pick up off the edge very well. Those three things combined led to the block kick and return for a touchdown. It's a 10-point swing. Can't have those against a good team like the Denver Broncos. So curious to see what he's going to do. And the weather is going to finally be decent, so we could see a lot longer kicks. Could Gould hit a 40-plus yarder this week? I think he will. I have that there. Number four. Mooney Ward, Charvarius, man, he has been worth every single thing that you could have asked for in signing him and bringing him in. He's been incredible. Now, this is a true test. You know, obviously, DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett are legit wide receivers, but they weren't paired with a quality quarterback. And so week one, that was another, again, not too worried about it. Well, now you've got Russell Wilson, Captain Cringe. He's back. I wish the 49ers never had to play him again, but they do. And so because of that, him paired with Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy, if he plays, which I expect he will play, he's been a limited practice participant, but really Cortland Sutton, you know, you brought in Charvarius Mooney Ward for one reason only, to give up no separation and play physical against these bigger imposing wide receivers, namely DeAndre Hopkins, DK Metcalf, Cooper Kupp, guys like that. Well, even though it's not in our division, Cortland Sutton's one of the best players in the NFL. I am a big fan of this kid. He's an amazing run blocker. He does all the contested catch stuff. I'm excited to see how Mooney Ward will pair up against him. Now, one of the issues with this is the Broncos, they are able to determine the matchups themselves with our corners because we don't rotate our corners. They stay on the right and left side. Maybe that changes, but I doubt it. So if they want Courtland Sutton against Emmanuel Mosley, who hasn't given up a touchdown pass in, I think, 16 straight games, he's been incredible. Or, you know, if they want him to go up against Mooney Ward, I like both those matchups. I think it's one of those games that we're just going to have to kind of see. Sutton's going to get his, especially with Russell Wilson throwing him the ball. So it's not like as easy as like, oh, this is going to be, you know, a shutout game. No, no, no. He's a stud. He's going to get his. Judy's going to get his. But winning more than you lose, winning more than you lose is huge. Mooney Ward, as I said, has been worth every single penny that the 49ers paid to bring him in. And I'm curious to see kind of what that's going to look like. Now, before we get to number 3, 2, and 1, real quick word from our sponsor.
You guys know what it is. It is winning season at MyBookie. As always, if you want to enjoy the football games, 49ers, or just NFL, or really any sport in general, you can bet on anything over there. MyBookie.ag. We've been with them for years. Very trusted site. Get your money in, get your money out easily. And on top of that, all season, double deposit bonus. Whenever you first deposit your money, let's say you deposit $250, you get $500 credited to your account if you just use our promo code 49ERS or scan this QR code right to the side of me if you're watching this on YouTube. And again, it just sets you up completely. My bookie is incredible. Bet with us. We're on Patreon. We share our bets every single week, all season long. So join us, mybookie.ag, promo code 49ers. Bet anytime, anywhere. With my bookie.
All right, number 3, a little bit of a shocker. Marlon Mack, practice squad. I expect him to be elevated. I think that he's going to get playing time. And if it's not Marlon Mack, it's going to be rookie stud sensation who I've been clamoring for, Mason. But man, I would not be shocked if Shanahan stays with this idea of sticking with the vet. Sticking with the veteran that can come in and kind of do everything. So I kind of see that. Yeah, no doubt Elijah Mitchell's out. That's for sure. Jeff Wilson's going to be the primary back. Debo's going to be the number 2 guy. But you still have to get carries from somebody else out there. TDP got a lot of carries last week, but then he got hurt. So I could definitely see Marlon Mack or Mason jumping in here. I wanted this to be kind of an either or. But if I had to bet, I think more touches are going to go to Marlon Mack just because they trust him with pass protection. Alignments, assignments, passing game, all those things. Mason's been killing it on the special teams front. But I think, again, it's just one of those things where it just makes too much sense. You know, I could see 3 to 5 carries for Mack that could play crucial in this game. And again, brand new 49er player brought over a week ago. I think he's going to get elevated. I think he's going to get some playing time. And if not, Mason should get those touches. But those are key. Those are very, very key things because what Shanahan has shown, if he can't trust a backup running back, things get bad. You add on to that the whole Jimmy Garoppolo situation and loading the front, that's where it gets scary, and that takes us to number 2. Jimmy Garoppolo, how did we get here? we're all different people. The journey we have gone through, the journey Jimmy has gone through, Kyle Shanahan has gone through, it's been crazy, but he's now the guy moving forward. It's just what it's going to be. Nobody predicted this. But it's where we're at. And, you know, people want to focus on blame and all those things. That's not who we are. We want to look at going forward. Jimmy came in last week and looked great. Took 4 shots deep outside of the numbers. Very kind of outside of his realm. But it worked. He got 2 pass interference calls. None were completed. But can we continue that mold? Stretch the defense deep. Again, if you listen to our scouting report and predictions episode, I said the 49ers rushing attack is going to work early. It just is because I think Denver is going to come out and try to stop the 49ers rushing attack with their base defense. But if they can't do that, that's where they bring the 5- and 6-man D-line fronts, which we've seen so much against Jimmy Garoppolo lately, and it has stopped the rushing attack. We even saw it last week in the 3rd and 4th quarters against the Seattle Seahawks. We're going to see it again. We're going to see it again. Can Jimmy overcome his weaknesses and throw outside of his frame of reference, his comfort zone, that kind of 10 to 15 yards in the box between the numbers? You got to stretch them horizontally outside the numbers or vertically deep. I really, really hope that we allow Jimmy, man. If I could call one play I would do a play action rollout, get them outside the pocket, and just chunk it deep on the first play. I don't give a damn if it's completed. Don't care. Don't care about pass interference. I'm coming out and setting the tone. This isn't 2021 Jimmy Garoppolo. This is 2017 Jimmy Garoppolo, where we're not scared, where we're going downfield and all those different things. So I like Jimmy Garoppolo, even though that, you know, he doesn't have the rocket arm or the mobility, all those things. More than capable quarterback that can get us back to the playoffs. That's the goal. Get to the playoffs, then see what happens, right? And again, going 2-1 as opposed to 1-2, very important for that. And our number one player to watch in the 49ers versus Broncos, you guessed it, man. I can hear people screaming it right now. George Kittle, the people's tight end, is back. We didn't get him week one. We didn't get him week two. Now he's back week three. No injury designation whatsoever. Kittle's here. So what's going to happen? I mean, the run game, he's going to help so much because he's the best blocking tight end in the NFL. So that helps. You get an extra key blocker at the point of contact. Passing game, good gosh. Last time he played the Broncos, oh yeah, 210 receiving yards. Like almost broke the all-time record for receiving yards by a tight end in a game. Is he going to put up 200 yards receiving? No. But get him involved early. Allow him to bring that mentality and impact that he does in the running game and the passing game, the leadership on the field, the energy. Keep everything just going, going, going. That's what I want to see. So Kittle's presence alone on the field will be significant to just help cover up so many deficiencies that happened with the 49ers with the loss of all the running backs, you know, inexperienced offensive line, Jimmy Garoppolo's lack of mobility, things like that. Kittle can help swing all of those things into a positive light. I think the 49ers are going to win this game. And, you know, these five players that we alluded to, I'm excited. I'm going to be watching them, you know, as we're out there. We're at the game here in Denver. We'll be live right after everything ends, when the game's over, with a therapy or celebration. I expect to have a celebration, no doubt. But I don't know, man. This game just feels like a momentum swing. Swing in the right direction. The 49ers have that opportunity. Winnable game. They're favored. I'm excited about this. I'm excited about this game. I'm excited about these players. I think the 49ers are going to get the W, and I think a lot of it's going to have to do with George Kittle. I know people are upset with all of his injury history and things like that, but when George Kittle is in, 49ers are a different team completely. That's just how important he is. Again, want to say thank you to Casey Lima. Shout out to 49ers George 365 and Jim W., producers of the entire show. Appreciate you guys, and as always, let's go get that dub, baby. Stay strong, faithful.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.